Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guard in your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the canker worm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there's going to be something that's going to be unfolded. For God says that there's something that's going to be, you're going to be made aware of. And God says for you to move forward. I'm hearing God says that doors are just going to fly open for you. And I'm also hearing God says for you to let go. Let go of those hurtful things and let go of the past. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Curtis Dean. I just hear God saying, I see a changing in your environment. And God says he's bringing forth the changes that's going to bless you and bring forth a greater measure of you that you have not even known or tapped into. God says this is the time that you will see the elevation of the Lord. The hand of the Lord is upon you. God says worry shall leave you. The angels have already been dispatched to assist you and to retrieve that which the enemy had stolen from you. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Courtesy. I just heard the name of the word of the Lord for you saying that he's changing your name in this season. God says your character, your demeanor, and just your very being is going to change. God says you'll be no longer be known as whatever what people associate you with. But he's going to take that and he's going to magnify it even more. God said he's changing your name and the meaning during this season. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Curtis Dean. I hear the word of the Lord to you today saying flexible. For Father God says, be flexible in this season, for there's power in flexibility. Father God says, worry not, fret not, for not only does he have your back, this is the season that he's thrusting you forward quickly and swiftly. I hear Father God saying, this is the season where you're being called to minister to the family. For Father God says, you'll be the peacemaker in the family in this season. I do hear Father God say, justice. Anything pertaining to legal matters or attorneys, I hear Father God saying, you are in the season of justice and turnaround. And that is the word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord comes unto me saying that, prepare, prepare. For this is an hour and this is a season of a breakthrough. For the Spirit of the Lord shall move upon thy life in an unusual way, and you're going to begin to find that the Lord says that you're going to come into a season of progress. You're going to come into a season of praise and even greater affection. You're going to step into a time where goodness shall be thy portion. And the Lord says that you shall achieve much, and you shall come into a season of a mighty, mighty breakthrough. For the Lord says, if you have not seen a major promotion, something is going to be offered to you that is going to bless the works of your hands. For the Lord says, in this season, and yea, even in this hour, I bring you compensation. I bring you benefits, for I will open up a window of opportunity for thee. And you will see increase, increase all around thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High. For the Lord says that I'm causing a shift in this season, a shift in how you view things, a shift that shall cause you to come into a season of blessings. And you will see that your talent shall cause you to prosper. For this is an hour, and this is a season of a new beginning. For the Spirit will say unto thee that this is a time for you to begin to let go of anything or any relationship that has become outworn, unproductive, and that has outlived itself unto thee. And as you do that, you're preparing for the new. You're preparing for the new season. You're preparing for the breakthrough. You're preparing for even as Jesus said to the disciples, cast your empty nets, not one but empty nets. And as they moved in faith, but not in total faith, the nets was bursting at the seams. The Lord says, as you cast forth your nets, you will surely, surely prosper. For this is a season where the Lord will say unto thee, he says, be careful of what you say, but also what you put in writing. Because during this month, the Lord says, things will come back to thee quickly, quickly, quickly. So use wisdom. I'm also hearing the Lord says, you're going to get insights into a relationship, business, or emotional as well. Now, I want to go ahead to around about the 23rd of the month, because God said he urges you to use your finances wisely during that season. And yet it seems as if that even around the 26th or the 22nd to the end of the month, you may be taking care or or dealing with a family matter or trying to solve a family problem, and know that all shall be well. Can I tell you that the Lord says be watchful in this season, even in this month? Be watchful of any kind of accidents or things of that nature. Make sure that things are put away. Make sure that the smoke detectors and things of that are working properly. Make sure that vehicles are working properly. Inspect things. Stay on top of things. Things surrounding the home that is properly secured. And just be more attentive. Be more aware. Watch the areas that you go into. Watch the neighborhoods that you go into. Now, you're going to begin to find that the Lord says you're going to choose companions and right people and friendships. You're going to choose right individuals wisely and carefully, because they can influence your thoughts, your values, and your reputation. For as the Bible says, bad company corrupts good character. So watch whom you have around you, saith the Lord of hosts, and you're going to be able to let go of things that is no longer of me. And you will see that the truth will be known, and what was hidden shall also be revealed. Something is going to come out into the open that has been hidden from thee. Thank you for your miracle seed. We appreciate you. Look forward to continuing our prophetic divine connection. God bless you.